Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
Bazinga.
I think there's a doctor in Asia that can treat that.
I'll come down with a bad case of bazinga.
Hold on, I got to scoot away here. Screech, screech, screech.
Well, let's see if this helps. I have a trivia question.
Okay.
This is from Windows 2 Universe.
Windows 2 Universe.
Windows numeral 2 universe.org.
.org. Okay.
What animal is used in the quantum mechanics theory called indeterminacy that says that mathematically a particle can be in two states at the same time? Meow.
Kitties. Cat. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. In particular, Schrodinger's cat.
Schrodinger's. Mm-hmm. Austrian physicist Edwin Schrodinger said that if you can put a cat in a box with poison, that might kill it. At the end of an hour, the cat has a 50% chance of being alive and a 50% chance of being not so alive. According to quantum mathematics, quantum mechanics, since we can't see in the box to know if the cat is alive or dead, the cat is both alive and dead. Now, of course, we know that this is not possible because nothing can be alive and dead at the same time, unless you've been to a concert recently. This is just what Schrodinger wanted to show. Sorry.
Which means that it's a theory and it doesn't work.
Well, I think the first one is cat in a box. I mean, you can't put a cat in a box. But a cat will go in a box if he wants to. So,
or if you don't want him to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. You put a box there and you turn around and where's the cat?
In the box.
But yes. Try to put him in that box.
I have another hint for you.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about the Grateful Dead. I promise.
Oh, we don't have to.
Joe went to a Grateful Dead concert.
Just having fun. Keep trucking on.
Yeah.
And truly, their one song is so special for us.
He is such a hippie.
What a long, strange trip it's been.
Okay. A joke.
Joke of a hint.
Of a hint from telegraph.co.uk.
Okay.
How does the solar system hold up its trousers?
Really? With an asteroid belt.
So you got any ideas what the theme is for today?
Exploding cats?
You are close.
Oh.
Yeah. Kinda.
Okay, not exploding cats.
Not exploding cats.
Pretty cat?
Think exploding. Take out the cat.
Exploding. No cat.
Large exploding.
I haven't been in an argument lately, so that's not exploding. Well.
I'd sing the song, but I can't remember the lyrics.
Oh.
No, Joe, don't do it. Don't do it.
I would be shot with copyright infringement if I sang that song. Yes, it is the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, the TV show. Not the actual theory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We're not going to go there.
If you want to hear us try to explain the theory of relativity, you are in for ease.
Yeah.
It would be fun.
So, the curious saying or word for the day is, of course, bazinga.
Bazinga.
How does Sheldon say it exactly?
Bazinga.
Bazinga.
Yep.
From UrbanDictionary.com.
Okay. A catchy phrase to accompany your clever pranks. As popularized by Sheldon Cooper from The Big Bang Theory. Example, I just replaced your toothpaste with denture cream. Bazinga!
So I found a kind of an odd top 10 list. There are so many websites dedicated to The Big Bang Theory.
I can believe
there. There was a plethora of information out there.
Plethora.
That's my word for the day. Mm. Yes. So this is actually from thebigbangtheory.com.
Okay. So we have
the 13 oddest Big Bang Theory episode names.
Top 10 list of 13. Mm. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
The Lubenfeld decay.
Lubenfeld?
I don't know what it means.
Neither do I. Mm-hmm. The Nerdvana annihilation. Nerdvana.
Yes. The pork chop indeterminacy. I remember most of these. It's the weird part.
Yeah. Panty panada polarization. Neener, neener, neener. I got it.
The white asparagus triangulation.
Number 8, the dead hooker juxtaposition.
The creepy candy coating corollary. Say that 4 times fast.
No. The adhesive duct deficiency.
The spaghetti catalyst.
Oh, this was a good show.
Yes.
The bus pants utilization.
Because there are only some pants that you can wear on the bus.
And since you really don't like riding the bus.
You only have one pair?
You only have one pair. Yeah. Yes.
The skank reflex analysis.
Now, for the old folks, everybody knows what skank means. Now, the young people.
No, never mind.
Never mind.
They probably know too.
Number 2, the flaming spittoon acquisition.
And the number 1 oddest name for a Big Bang Theory episode?
The crucifer. You got me. The crucifer vegetable amplification. Cruciferous.
Yes. Cruciferous.
Suffering succotash. Cruciferous vegetable amplification.
Yeah. There is a website that just lists every one of the episode names for however many seasons it is. It's just pages and pages.
I wonder what the name was for the one where they got the couch off the curb and it had something in it. The red couch or red chair.
Oh, I don't know. Now I'm going to have to go look it up. Thank you.
Yes, no worries.
I have nothing else to do today.
This is my joy to impart knowledge.
Okay, little stretch for dumb criminals.
Okay.
Dumbcriminals.com. This is just about science.
Science. Wah, wah, wah.
No rocket scientists.
Okay.
Some capers make you wonder why such a person would use a mind for their evil deeds. Other capers make you wonder if such a person has a mind to use for their evil deeds.
Ah. Columbia, Missouri, from the Columbia Daily Tribune. Missouri Highway Patrol Trooper Tommy Wally pulled over a car, opened the trunk of a red 1994 Thunderbird, and found a 4-foot-long cylindrical device stuffed with 2 pounds of ice or methamphetamine. Yeah, I know this word.
Methamphetamine.
Yeah, methamphetamine. Jeez.
According to the story, the rocket was controlled by an elaborate system of pulleys and ropes that pulled the rocket upright when the trunk opened. They were also able to launch the rocket with explosives from an electric switch in the front of the car. So why weren't they able to launch the rocket with their stash when the police officer pulled them over? They forgot to plug in the rocket.
Just that one little detail. The officer also found 3 pipe bombs in the trunk of the car, but they turned out to be fake and stuffed with more shipments of drugs. Now, that's even dumber. That's like a gazelle distinguishing itself as a wildebeest on the plains of the Serengeti.
They also found $12,000 in the trunk, which Seidel claimed was from his job as a chicken catcher at Tyson Foods. That only pays about $40,000 a year. I don't know what's more pathetic, the guy's dumb story or the fact that a chicken catcher makes more money than I do.
Yeah. Wow.
If only that were a joke.
Yeah, chicken catcher.
Chicken catcher. Mm.
That's a new one.
Yeah. So, from another Big Bang Theory website, thebigbangtheory.wikia.com, they have their own wiki site. Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock.
Mm-hmm.
Is an extension of the classic game of chance, Rock, Paper, Scissors, created by Sam Cass and Karen Bryla. Sam Cass explains he created the expanded game because it seemed like most games of Rock, Paper, Scissors with people you know would end in a tie.
Now, Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock was first mentioned in the Season 2 episode, The Lizard, Spock Expansion, the title which references the game. It was last mentioned in the Rotham Disintegration. As Sheldon explains,
scissors cut paper.
Papers cover rocks.
Rock crushes lizard.
Lizard poisons Spock.
Spock smashes scissors.
Scissor decapitates lizard.
Ew. Lizard eats paper.
Paper disproves Spock.
Spock vaporizes rock.
And as it has always been, rock
crushes scissors. Love Sheldon. So, there's a lot of things about the Big Bang Theory. You probably know these, I bet.
No, some of them, some don't.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, these are fast facts from digitalspy.com.
Okay, digital spy.
Digital spy. Bazinga. 11 awesome facts you might not know about the Big Bang Theory. Find out everything from Sheldon's shirts to Soft Kitty to Penny's surname. Yeah, the Big Bang Theory remains one of the world's most popular TV shows. Fans can't get enough of Sheldon and his gang of geeky pals.
Now, we've put together a collection of awesome facts about the sitcom that you might not have known, from the meaning behind Sheldon's shirts to the origins of Soft Kitty.
Just go ahead, Joe. I know you want to do it.
No.
Yeah, go.
You're not singing Soft Kitty? No.
Okay. He'll do it before the show's over.
I got to remember the words first.
Number one, we still don't know Penny's surname. Well, since she got married, it's Hofstetter, but
yeah.
Unlike the other characters, Penny is the only one whose surname has never been revealed. Reports claim that Kelly Cuoco Sweetie prefers to keep this a mystery throughout the whole series.
Now, co-creator Bill Prady has said that the name will be revealed eventually, but producer Steve Malero has said the opposite, so who knows? Unless, of course, her name is Penny, 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 and Sheldon knocks more sense. Penny, 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 Penny. I loved when she held it. She answered that one time the door. Sheldon, Sheldon, Sheldon. He didn't know what to do. It was good. Okay.
Actress Mayim Bilak has an actual neuroscience PhD in real life. She earned a PhD in neurosciences after filming Blossom as a child. She attended UCLA, having been accepted at Harvard and Yale.
Yeah, she's a very sharp
smart cookie.
Yes, she is. The cast are also highly skilled musicians. Johnny Galecki has been a cellist from the young age, while Jim Parson and Maya Bialik learn how to play the theremin and the harp, especially for the show.
I don't know what a theremin is. Oh, no. Dave knows. Of course Dave knows. What is a theremin, Dave?
It's that you put your hand over and it goes up the
line. Oh, yeah. It's an electronic device where your hand disrupts the waves and it creates sounds.
Outer Limits theme song. Okay.
Yeah, remember the one show where Sheldon was sitting down there and he was being kind of like ignored, and so he would go over there, wow, and he's playing that device, weird looking device where he's putting his hand in.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. We just look up from now on. Oh, sure. He won't sing Soft Kitty, but he'll do that. Number four. It was completely ripped off in Belarus. An unofficial version of the show emerged in Belarus called The Theorists, complete with four scientists named Sheldon, Leo, Horvat, and Raj, while a blonde rachis named Natasha lived next door. Production was soon called off after the actors caught wind of the ripoff, as apparently they were completely unaware of the original.
I do not know why.
I don't know.
Boris said that was okay for us to do.
Natasha.
No, yeah, Natasha.
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 Duh. There's a real bee named after Sheldon's catchphrase. In 2012, biologists discovered a new bee species in Brazil and named it the Iglossa benzinga, after Sheldon's favorite word. Funnily enough, Sheldon is actually allergic to bees, so he might not be able to meet his new friend.
CBS gave it a three-season renewal twice.
Mm-hmm.
In an act that's quite rare for a U.S. TV network, the show was recommissioned for three more series by CBS in 2011 and continues.
And continues.
Continues and continues.
Side note, what is the longest-running TV show today?
The news?
Simpsons.
Oh, I thought the news was a good answer. Okay.
The character spoken about Maya Bialik before she was on the show. Back in the first season, Raj, Leonard, and Howard think of people to replace Sheldon on their physics team. Raj suggests the actress Maya Bialik, saying, "You know who's apparently very smart is the girl who played TV's Blossom. She's got a PhD in neuroscience or something." 2 seasons later, Maya Bialik joined the show as Amy.
Number eight. Soft Kitty is an actual song. Soft Kitty is the only thing that can help Sheldon feel better on the rare occasions he is ill. But did you know that it exists outside of the show?
Mm-mm.
Sort of. The song dates back to the 1930s and was titled Warm Kitty by Edith Newland. Producer Bill Prady revealed that his daughter sang Soft Kitty while at preschool after her teacher first heard it while working in Australia.
Those Australians.
I'll tell you.
Howard, I still don't remember the word, so I can't sing it.
Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur.
See, folks, it works. I got her to sing.
Happy kitty, sleepy kitty, purr, purr, purr. Your turn, number nine.
Howard has only female toys. What? Mm. Out of all the gang, Howard would probably be the last to be considered a feminist, but his toy collection might say otherwise. Or maybe he's just really pervy.
Well, yeah.
How does his belt buckle collection...
I don't know. I don't...
Remember when he made Sheldon buff and clean us?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
His large collection of sci-fi figures and fantasy figurines are made entirely of female characters. I mean, you gotta look close to see that one.
Yeah.
His room includes models of Batgirl, Cheetah, Wonder Woman, and his only male toy seems to be Jabba the Hutt, but even that features Princess Leia beside him.
And now who can blame him for that?
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, we still haven't met Penny's mother.
Oh.
Out of all the main characters, Penny's the only one whose mother has not been introduced at least once. While we have met her dad, we have not yet to even learn of her name so far.
See? 11. Sheldon's shirts sometimes convey his mood. If you're a big Green Lantern fan, you probably already knew this, but for the rest of us, this is pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Sheldon often wears different colored shirts bearing the Lantern's logo, but each shirt also has a different emotion attached to it in the comic world. Red stands for rage, blue is hope, indigo is passion, etc.
I did not know that.
Whenever Sheldon is wearing one of these shirts, the chances are his emotion is going to be represented by the color.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
See?
See? Now you're going to be watching for it.
You wake up every morning and you've learned something new.
That's true. You listen to the show and you learn lots of stuff you never cared to know was true.
But you might be able to answer in a trivia question one day.
That's right. There is a website called dorkly.com. And I found dorkly jokes.
Cool.
Okay, so I don't know if I can do the voices, but
nah.
I'm going to start with Leonard. I've dated plenty of women. There was Joyce Kim, Leslie Winkle.
Sheldon, notify the editors of the Oxford English Dictionary. The word plenty has been redefined to mean two.
Howard, you don't have Smokey Bear in India?
Raj, no. Oh, was it anything like Mun Mun the Manga Nast? He taught us not to play with cobras.
Howard, you had to be taught not to play with cobras?
Raj, you has to be taught not to burn down the forest. Bazinga.
Amy, you think that's bad? In college, I passed out at a frat party and woke up with more clothes on. Leonard.
What is it? Said Sheldon. Or Leonard.
I made tea.
I don't want tea.
I didn't make tea for you. This is my tea.
Then why are you telling me?
It's a conversation starter.
This is a lousy conversation starter.
Oh, is it? We're conversing. Checkmate.
And from independent.co.uk. The most best nerdy jokes from the Big Bang Theory and got stuck on a cycle track there. Yeah. The needle was skipping. Most asbestos.
Yeah.
In celebration of its 200th episode, where references to Occam's razor, neutrons, and the particulates of Superman's ability are just the norm, and there's only one way for the sitcom to truly celebrate in style by bringing on the nerdiest guest star imaginable, Adam West. Yes, the original Batman himself.
Yeah, I told you we'd get back to Batman.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, 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 no.
Oh, gosh. And here we go. Ooh, look at chicken.
I caught it.
Big Bang Theory.
I caught it and made $40,000.
Back.
The episode entitled The Celebration Experimentation. We'll see Sheldon celebrate his birthday. Amy wants a party. He despised the idea. Naturally.
It's a show which really deserves major kudos for being such a hit sitcom, so entirely grounded in the particularities of geek culture. A show whose previous major guest stars have included the likes of Stan Lee, George Takei, Stephen Hawking, and Leonard Nimoy. And so, in celebration of its milestone event, we've collected some of the series' most delightfully geeky jokes and moments.
I think that you have as much chance of having a sexual relationship with Penny as the Hubble telescope does of discovering the center of every black hole is a little man with a flashlight searching for a circuit breaker. Sheldon.
Also from Sheldon. Well, there's always the possibility that a trash can spontaneously formed around the letter, but Occam's razor would suggest that someone threw it out.
And Leonard said, a popular farmer was distressed because his chicken stopped laying eggs. He didn't know what to do with it, but one of his friends, a physics, offered help. I was going to say psych.
Not a psychiatrist. Physicist.
Well, you got to get a psychiatrist for those eggs, folks. You know. Because they've been traumatically disposed of and just sat there. And then
just
some,
read the
then
joke.
Then some heavy person sits on it. Joseph. Any physicist offered to help. The physicist came out to the farm, took a bunch of measurements, and went back home to analyze the data. The physicist called the farmer on the phone and said, okay, I have a solution for your problem, but it only works with spherical chickens in a vacuum.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen a spherical chicken in a vacuum?
A spherical chicken in a vacuum?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'd be before it hatches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Sheldon. I told you it was all about the egg. That egg. That egg. It's all about the egg. Never mind.
Sheldon. Oh, yeah. He won't sing. He won't sing Soft Kitty, but we get that. A neutron walks into a bar and asks how much for a drink. The bartender replies, for you, no charge.
Come on, you got to get that one. Think about it. Think about it.
Look up neutron in the dictionary.
Yes, Lois Lane is falling, accelerating at an initial rate of 32 feet per second squared per second. Superman swoops down to save her by reaching out two arms of steel. Miss Lane, who is now traveling at approximately 120 miles an hour, hits him, and he is immediately sliced into three equal pieces.
Not sure that's a joke.
Says Sheldon.
I know.
Well, to Sheldon,
to him,
been.
It probably. If he were any bigger, he'd have moons orbiting him. Says Leonard. That was what he said about Penny's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, he was kind of.
He was a big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did the chickens cross the Mobius Strip? To get to the same side. Bazinga, Sheldon.
Obviously, you're not well suited for three-dimensional chess. Perhaps three-dimensional Candyland would be more your speed. Must be humbling to suck on so many different levels, Sheldon.
Now, that one we can explain, because they used to play three-dimensional chess.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And of course, you know, if you've ever played chess, it's hard enough. Now add three-dimensional into it, and it's, I mean, it's just one of those games.
Yeah.
So what was your favorite episode?
Probably when they got married, when Leonard and Penny got married.
The first time or second time?
They were married twice?
Well, they seemed to try to get married a couple times, didn't they?
Well, the one where she was in the hideous... That was the most hideous wedding dress I have ever seen. It was just weird.
Perfect for the show.
Perfect for the show. But they were in the car, ready to go to the chapel. And, you know, Leonard had just come back from the Antarctic or the Arctic Circle or someplace where he was locked up with a bunch of scientists and one female scientist. And he decides on the way in the car that they are going to be completely truthful with each other and reveal anything that maybe had been unsaid.
Yeah.
So he said, remember that female scientist? I kissed her. Or we kissed.
Bump, 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 bump. Bum.
And Penny just kind of went, what? And then they drove to their wedding in complete silence.
Yeah. It's a happy day.
Yeah, it's a happy day.
Much like when you're at Disney Park and you're leaving for the day. It's a happy day with all those screaming kids and mean women trying to run you over with their buggies. And my favorite one was the one where Leonard had to go in and help Penny out of the tub after she broke her wrist.
Oh, yes.
And it was just...
Don't look, don't look, don't look.
Just the little innuendos and stuff. Unexpectedly, we're just trying to put our top on, and he grabs her in the wrong place. And he goes, "Why, your back sure is soft." And that's not to my back. And then the subsequent show to that was even funnier, where he got a speeding ticket for driving her car and had to go to court.
I don't remember that. How could I not remember that? Well,
he got a ticket because he was driving a car and he drove through a red light, so he had to go to court. And, of course, Sheldon being Sheldon decided to lawyer up himself, and he went in front of the judge. And the judge, I believe, was an elder black lady, and she was not going to take up with his noise, and it was hilarious. But then, of course, Sheldon being Sheldon had to blame Penny because it was her car, and her car had the red light on, and, of course, there was all the other issues went with her car being not safety. Yeah. But it was so funny because Sheldon was like getting a ticket, and he had to go to jail for contempt of court.
A little bit of trivia that has no correlation to that.
All right.
Sheldon is the only person that's never seen Raj naked.
Yeah. Where did this one come from?
I don't know. It was in part of the trivia stuff that I was researching.
And coming in from left field. Yeah. I mean,
everyone has managed to walk in on him in the shower or walk in on him in bed naked or, except for Leonard. Because can you only imagine Leonard's reaction? Mm.
No, because like last night's show, they were talking, Leonard has moved in with Penny and Leonard for a short term.
Oh, finally.
And so Penny and Raj are getting along fantastically well because they're all in their little nerdy, doing their yoga and all this other stuff. And at one point, they're talking about Leonard, who's right there, trying to get a word in edgewise, but they're filling in all the blanks. It was great. Total ignoring of Leonard.
Aww.
So maybe he will see not Raj naked because he's there for the next few shows. So.
Okay, I have a quiz for you.
Okay.
Okay, so if someone's feeling a little down, what should you do according to Sheldon?
Let's see, James Taylor saying, when you're down and feeling out and you know you need a friend, you can call on me. No, that's not
no,
it.
That's no, James Taylor.
That's James Taylor.
Sheldon.
When you're down with Sheldon. I don't think that's a possibility.
Well, no. But when you're feeling sad and Sheldon's in the room, he asks you if you would like...
Oh, tea.
A warm beverage,
A warm beverage, that's right.
Because when someone is feeling, low, that you should offer them a warm beverage.
Because it's only courtesy, not that he's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now that I remember that, yes.
And Sheldon's favorite number?
Pi. I don't know, actually.
84.
Huh?
I don't have any clue why. I just remember the episode where 84 is the perfect number. I don't know why.
It's not a prime, so I don't understand.
See, if this
that.
Was a call-in show, they could call in and tell us.
Somebody would, too.
I know. Yeah.
You people are talking about that and you don't know? No, we don't know. All right.
Yeah, we know. Right. We don't read it. We don't know it.
I don't remember the show, so perfect number 84. I wonder why.
I don't know. Or favorite number, maybe. I do have some ruminations.
Oh, to ruminate across the nation, shall we go?
And these have nothing to do with the Big Bang Theory.
Oh.
Just science, that's all.
Terrestrial, yes. Throne. Never mind. Ruminations from ruminate.com. I bet nothing pisses off Antarctic substance. All right, let me try this again. I bet nothing horks off Antarctic substation scientists more than when food rations arrive bearing instructions to thaw at room temperature. Mark Sabian.
Oh, my.
I like that, too.
That's good. Jim Everts says, scientists tell you if you put an infinite number of monkeys on an infinite number of typewriters and give them enough time, they'll eventually produce the complete works of Shakespeare.
Yeah.
What they forgot to mention is in the meantime, the chips will be banging out a steady stream of seriously bad crap like CSI Miami and Keeper Martin's Tale.
Well,
we got a chuckle from Dave on that one.
That explains a lot.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
That's all we have for today.
Yeah. No,
well, not quite. Not quite.
No,
Sing it with me.
All right. You lead, though, because I don't remember the words.
Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur. Happy kitty, sleepy kitty, purr. Now in a round.
No.
That's all we have for today. I'm Kat.
Meow, and I'm Joe.
And together we're...
Scientifically unproven.
No, together we are...
Cat Soup.
The best of internet humor on the radio.
Have a great week, folks.